This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
All right, let's get to the magic hat. It's the magic hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics.
Yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Something. Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, welcome back in. It is a Magic Hat Thursday. Get to it every Thursday at 6:30. The magic hat, basically, for the new listeners out there. Bunch of topics in a hat. Mix them up. Find out what we need to talk about. Some interesting things off the beaten path we might get to.
Yeah, what do we got today?
I don't know. We're going to have to wait and find out.
What kind of magic are we creating?
I got a whole sentence here.
Here we go.
Don't mean a thing without that twang.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, 2 days ago, not yesterday, 2 days ago. I was going to say yesterday. I read a really random article on The Athletic, and it was basically, why are all the college football coaches speaking with a Southern accent nowadays?
Or and adopt one. It's family.
My family. Coincidentally, he is the picture of the article, right?
I mean, he has to be.
Well, he's the first coach they use. And, I really did think this was kind of interesting. So I click and I go, oh, what's this about? So I'm reading and reading. They talk to psychologists. They talk to linguistic experts. And it basically is, so when Brian Kelly does the family, they go through all of these coaches in different conferences. And there are plenty of like actual people that study this that have concluded they think the reason these coaches are doing this is because it's the language of college football.
Yeah.
Not
Paul Feinbaum.
Not the area.
No.
The entire sport.
The sport.
I mean, they dominate the sport in the Southeast. They definitely do.
Got to run a top flight program.
So Lanning is actually involved in this. Lanning grew up in Missouri.
Missouri. Thank you.
But he really coached in the South, especially in Georgia.
Memphis, Florida State, Georgia, almost every stop. Alabama, it was in the South.
We don't run a program.
No,
we run a program.
You got to run a program.
They noticed in different moments that he would accentuate different letters to really fit into the South. You know, another coach that did this in the Big Ten or does this reportedly, Lincoln Riley.
Lincoln Riley in California is known as being super cool, laid back. Hey, man, I like what you're about.
No, he
got. But then
draw.
They say when he gets to the South, they said he turns on his Texas twang.
Yep. He's got a little twang in the voice.
You know, we're on good top ship out there in L.A. I think we got a lot of good things happening right now. I think that offense would hum with
Where
you, boy.
Where is Lincoln Riley from?
I think it was West Texas, if I'm not mistaken.
So at least he has a background in it.
It comes naturally to him.
Yes, so it's
the
basically...
The only, like, prominent coach that,
he was born in Lubbock, Texas.
Lubbock, Texas. Yeah. Lubbock, Texas.
Well, there's two coaches that don't fall into this for me. Pete Carroll.
Pete Carroll?
When he was at USC, he was...
He never talked with
us. Never.
Accent.
I don't know if it was as important when Carroll was coaching
True.
Because of how
the SEC
big
had
USC
not
was.
Dominated
no.
the sport yet.
Right.
That largely followed the USC title run.
Right. So
hey, Lou Holtz. He had another issues.
Could you imagine
trying to put his pants on?
Can you do a Lou Holtz accent with a Southern drawl?
I can't do one to begin
I don't
with.
Think I
I'm
can
not
do
good.
It.
Too much spits involved in that.
I think I can do it.
You see, he still hates Ryan Day too.
Awesome.
That was is that a
God.
Magic Hat leftover?
Is yeah. that what that was?
That was the Magic Hat leftover? He went on a podcast after they beat Texas and was like, I still not that impressed with all states the wing.
You went Sylvester.
I did. Yeah, I did. Kind of did a little bit. Yeah.
No. Yeah. It was labeled. Is this elderly abuse? Because basically Ryan Day heard about this and was like, oh.
Still at it, huh?
Still alive, huh?
Lou Holtz still out there, huh? He's still ticking?
No,
if you moved to the South, how long do you think it would take you to develop the dialect?
One season.
I was there for a month in 96, and I was a kid.
Did you find yourself talking different at the end of the month?
No, I found myself more fascinated by how they were talking.
I've never lived anywhere outside of the state of Oregon. I've obviously visited a bunch of places. I've always wondered that. Like, if I moved to Louisiana at some point
something.
In my life,
you'd definitely pick up something.
The Cajun stuff is a whole nother level.
That's a different language.
Very true. Let's use, Arkansas as an example.
Right.
I'm down in Fayetteville now.
But
after
if you
6 months,
Georgia,
do I have a draw?
If you went to Georgia or South Carolina,
Carolina,
you'll start picking up little things like that.
Yeah.
Just a little, it'll be subtle
Sweet
things.
Sweet tea, uptown, not downtown.
It's not an important sports story. It's a very
fascinating
read.
Yeah. It's a fun psychological study of fitting in and trying to be.
It's like when you go to Mexico and you're like, hola, gracias, de nada. You know what I mean? Like, when you go to a foreign country...
Una cerveza, por favor.
Right. Basically...
Let's see how I'm talking after I come back from Italy for 2 weeks.
You might... Yeah.
It's a pizza, not very good.
You might,
frappuccino.
There is evidence that it's a real psychological thing of, I'm one of you, is basically what the article
Once
is.
Once you're immersed in the culture.
Yes.
We'll stay with coaches. Uptight coaches for what?
Yeah, you mentioned...
What?
Yeah, I really want to know... I feel like you could do a study on this from a psychological standpoint. What is wrong with college coaches?
Who's uptight now?
Every single one of them. Trent Bray refuses to do any player availability. He's one of the only two programs in the entire country that doesn't list any of that. Sark getting hot and bothered that we all watched Arch wince when he threw it and then comps it to taking a crap. And then Dion comes out and he's like, you guys are fake news. You don't know who our quarterback's going to be. And then Joel Klatt's like, Ryan Staub is definitely the quarterback for Colorado.
he looked pretty good last weekend.
What is wrong with these people? The NFL coaches don't operate like this, and they're better than you, and they're in a better league than you. What is wrong with
Well, there's more
you?
Structure, obviously, in the NFL, and information is made available in a very consistent way. Like, everybody knows the injury reports. You can go look up. They come out every day. You can find out who, you know... And it's orchestrated, and...
These people are psychotic.
College coaches...
They care way too much about dumb things.
Well, it's just about being in control rather than controlling the... They try to control everything.
You know what's funny about that to me? There's great coaches, certainly, that are part of this psychotic behavior, and they win a lot. You know what sport is the hardest to probably control? That sport.
Yeah, I know.
Because week to week, you just don't know if your guys have it and the other team does.
It's a team of 100 kids going against a team of another 100 kids. Yeah. Like,
so how much control can you honestly have?
And I think that's why they're psychotic. But to the larger point, you know what you need desperately?
But I'm now the president of everybody.
You need somebody in charge. You need standard rules. That's why the NFL does it. There's a lot of NFL coaches that get snippy with reporters, and we see it. Like, Vrabel's done this a bunch in Boston early in the season for them. You need rules. Like,
well, he
injury
also busts
reports.
Their balls because he's been friends with those guys.
Yes, he's known them forever.
So he busts their balls a little bit.
Availability reports and injury reports should be a standardized thing
Mandatory. For
everybody. You don't have an option. If somebody's hurt, you talk about it. And then fans don't turn on a game on Saturday and say, wait a minute, why don't we have a long snapper? Yeah.
Then we would know. Yeah. What's the headache that's caused there? I just don't understand.
I'll even use
a gambling angle, it should be mandatory for all teams.
I'll even use Lanning. Like, your depth chart being released and Mekhi Hughes being fourth, that's a very easy thing to get out of. We have a very talented running back room. I'm confident in everything we have going on.
And we all
end of answer.
Largely knew who the starting quarterback was going to be. He even walked into one the other night at his presser on Monday where somebody asked him why Novosad didn't play.
Uh-huh.
And I had heard that Novosad got banged up last week, and he acknowledged that. Like, he just got a lat issue. He's a little tight. And then after he answered it, you could tell the wheels were turning of like, damn it, I just talked about an injury. And then three more questions came about other injuries. He's like, all right, I know I gave you one answer. I'm not talking about injuries anymore.
Right.
I didn't mean to let that cat out of the bag. Like, who cares?
Yeah, I did. Like, Trent Bray, like, what happened today? Well, our long snapper got hurt all week. We wouldn't have known that. You didn't tell anybody.
Having that context on Friday of like, hey, guys, the long snapper's hurt. Will this impact the game? Would have maybe changed the way we viewed the game.
No, maybe we would have put piece together the backup was the starter from last year and said, okay, it should be okay. But still,
it should be fine.
It kind of gives you a little bit of an out going in, at least. So I just find these guys... I have my favorites. I have guys I enjoy. And even the guys I enjoy, they have moments I'm like, really?
Yeah. State secrets, man.
State secrets.
You can't find that stuff out. It's classified.
More Magic Hat next on 105.1 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
Now you see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
All right, let's magic hat it up one more time. And then we'll get to the second hour of the program. Josh Pate will join us for a Thursday 7:40 hit.
Yes.
But let's go back into the magic hat.
What was the best throwback?
Oh, sorry.
Part of the fun of the magic hat is you remembering what the teases are.
Well, no, I write them down. I wasn't on it. And I'm like, wait. Okay, I remembered. So this is interesting. This is kind of right up your alley and maybe my childhood alley. Taco Bell is doing a Y2K celebration.
Oh.
25 years since Y2K.
Yes, 25 years ago. The world was going to end.
It was. So they brought back menu items.
Yes.
As throwbacks that I didn't... I haven't been to Taco... I don't know how long it's been since I've been to a Taco Bell. I don't frequent fast food in general, but...
Yeah, me too.
So I didn't even know some of these items had been taken off.
Long time. Never go there. Never.
Did you go to Taco Bell this week?
Dude, I'd never go to Taco Bell. I don't eat tacos. What are you talking about? Poor wife.
That is true. So what? So the items they have are the Cool Ranch Dorito Locos Tacos, which I could have swore that's always been on the menu.
It's not a throwback to 2000. No. They didn't come up with that until like a couple of years ago.
I'm just reading the actual website.
Right. Okay? 0-for-1 Taco Bell.
Double Decker Taco was taken off the menu.
Why was that taken off the menu?
I don't know.
All right, I'll go get a double decker. That's the one with like it's got bean on the. Is it?
It's a soft taco with bean,
and then the taco and the hard shell,
crunchy taco. Yeah.
Dude, delightful.
This is elite, by the way. And the introduction to the double decker in my brain is the Hakeem Olajuwon, Shaquille O'Neal endorsement partnership.
Yes.
It was basically like, who's better?
Yeah.
They said they were going to play one-on-one, and then it was really just a big sell job of, we've merged tacos.
We have them both.
Seven-layer burrito.
Okay.
Chili cheese burrito.
Never had that one.
Oh, the chili cheese burrito is great.
Caramel apple empanada. Oh, empanada.
Nobody wants that.
Really?
Who's getting that?
Caramel I tried apple. It once. It was pretty amazing.
It's just a dessert.
Yeah.
Just churros and leave it at that.
Yeah, that's all we need. Who goes to Taco Bell for the dessert options?
No.
I thought the seven-layer burrito was also a staple because I didn't order that all the time.
Yeah, I would have thought, if you would have asked me if that was still on the menu, I would have told you it was.
Now, here's the kicker. They are charging throwback prices, as it's labeled.
98 cents?
$2.49.
For all of this?
The double-decker was like a $1.01 when it came out. There's no way it was $2.49.
So they're all $2.49, or I get them all for $2.49?
The chili cheese is a $2.99, and the empanada is $2.99.
That's not throwback prices.
Those were like 99 cents.
Yes, they were a dollar. Yeah. This is, all right, Taco Bell, you're striking out left and right. Nah. Phenomenal idea on the surface, and this is from a Taco Bell P1.
So what's the best one here, the menu items?
Probably the...
Seven-layer gives you the most.
Seven-layer burrito is solid. Yeah.
It's got guac and sour cream in it, but the double-decker's probably my choice. I used to house double-deckers.
Mm. And they already have the cheesy gordita crunch, not that I eat a Taco Bell very often. The cheesy gordita crunch is a very similar thing.
It's
like the... Yeah, I mean, for people who...
Haven't been there in
go
a while.
To Taco Bell a lot, they would tell me that the cheesy gordita crunch... is the soft shell, and then it's the cheese, and then it's the hard shell, and it's kind of the same thing without the beans, so you don't get as much gas.
Go. Okay.
Some would argue it's elite.
All right. Next up. No man, just don't.
Yeah, sometimes your heroes really disappoint you in life. I don't know if there was a cooler person in my brain for a solid decade plus than Will Smith. Let's check in on how Will Smith is doing
now. The
Fresh
Prince.
And even though I'm an action star, sometimes I'm an actor, 'cause I'm an artist at heart. I'm not just an actor, y'all. This is the bounce back. Watch Will, y'all. This is the bounce back.
What is that? Is it possible that when he slapped Chris Rock, his career basically took the slap?
Yeah.
I think so.
Because
it all left his fingertips on the last.
Yeah. Look, you could argue his wife broke him because she was doing a podcast and she's like, I'm having sex with other people.
Yeah, that probably did break him mentally and emotionally and led to the slapping of Chris Rock.
And then he slapped Chris Rock at the Oscars, and then he awkwardly won his first Oscar, but at that point, nobody cared about that, and he was hammered off his ass.
One of the weirdest nights ever.
Yeah. This guy, I can't even... try to tell this to my children because they're going to grow up and not know. This guy was the coolest person in
Getting
the world.
Getting jiggy with it is still a phrase that gets used to this day.
That?
Dude, Fresh Prince.
Nah.
Independence Day.
Yes.
All the music.
Yes.
Like,
incredible movies. Incredible music.
He was the epitome of cool.
Yeah.
One of the few to ever do it at both at an elite level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the music was there. He had number one albums.
Yep.
And he had absolute blockbuster hit movies. It's one
great
of the
TV show.
Great TV show. Yeah, he did all three.
Yeah.
He did TV, did movie, did music. How many people have done that?
Not many.
To a high level.
Not many.
No.
It's really sad, dude. He couldn't go away.
No.
He needed to go away for like years.
A couple of years and then come back with a movie.
He went to be go away like Travolta went away.
Yes. And then come back
and
bald.
And then come back.
Yeah, exactly. And be Santa Claus in a credit card commercial.
Exactly.
Like, wait, is that Will Smith? Is he back?
He took a 4-month hiatus and he's like, I'm sorry. And now he's just like trying to be cool again. And it's like, dude, this is really cringy.
I'm making music now.
Awful. One, I'd like to take two more. Let's get one more.
Oh, two more?
Quickies. Two more.
I'll go
get
quick.
One hit.
Okay.
Yeah, we got. Do we agree with this list?
Yeah, did you see the sports media most influential members of awful announcing since 2000?
So in this century, last 25 years?
The last 25 years in sports media.
I'm going to go ahead and can I throw some names at you on there?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, like Scott Van Pelt has to be on there.
Scott Van Pelt is number six.
Number six okay. on the list.
Most influential.
Bill Simmons has to be on there.
Bill Simmons is number one.
Yeah. It's hard to disagree with
you
that.
You can't disagree with it because if you just, he had multiple huge, websites, yeah. the ESPN, yeah. the
No matter
for
where
30,
he's been, it's all worked out.
And his podcast, like you it's cannot listen biggest. To it. He is the podfather. He right. is the biggest sports yeah. podcast of all time.
I think he'd probably have to go with some of the like outspoken, like is, there's got to be a Portnoy and a McAfee on there, I'd imagine.
Portnoy 8, McAfee 9.
Okay, mm-hmm. so I got half the list almost, basically. Almost, four yeah. down. Any yeah. other names?
Is Stephen A. on
Stephen
the
Stephen A.
number two?
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Stephen A. has
You're very
to be there.
There's another name close to that name.
Skip Bayless.
He's number 11.
Yeah.
There's a name on here that should not be on here.
Oh. Andy Dur Johnson.
When you say sports media influential personality, yes. that means the impact is not just I know your name. It's
right.
Or you're good at your job. It's
no,
that
it's
there's
vast.
A wider impact.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
you can feel however you want to feel about a lot of these people.
Well, there's two names on this list, actually.
Oh. Well, now I'm curious who they are.
Actually, I'm going to throw three.
Oh,
I lied
quickly.
To you.
Yeah.
Michael Strahan is on this list.
Get the hell out of here.
Right.
What are we doing?
Because he's
what?
On Good Morning What's America.
How is he impactful at all?
No.
Tony Romo made the list.
Get the hell out of here.
He doesn't move any needles.
No.
No.
People just don't like him.
And Aaron Andrews is number 10.
Yeah.
Influential.
Yeah.
Those three names should not be on here.
No.
Not in any way.
No, I think Aaron Andrews is good at her
job.
Is
our boy Pate on the list?
Pate's not. No.
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 That's too
how,
that's
how
too
long
recent.
Was the list?
25.
Last 25 years.
Last 25 okay. years. Collins that's, on the list.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's Coward. 20,
he's 25. I thought he'd be a little higher than that.
I would have thought he would have been on
his radio host ever. His volume network.
Top five are Simmons, Stephen A., Charles Barkley, Kornheiser,
Barkley,
and Wilbon
yeah.
were a combo at
yeah,
four.
Okay. Absolutely.
And
I'm cool with that.
And so were Schefter and Woj at five.
Oh, the newsbreaker category of people.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, one more.
We'll carry this over. We got to go.
Oh.
Do the odds feel right?
Oh, the odds. You know what? We can carry this over because it gets an. That's a college football one. I want to get into that. So
okay.
There's the magic hat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club. Up.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.